All right, so we're with another SAE Spotlight. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
I'm Brooke Humphreys. I'm from Trigg County, and my SAE is mowing and gardening.
So right now we're at Riverbend Farms, which is just one of your SAEs, the mowing. Talk a little bit about how you got this job and, you know, why you wanted to do this.
My family's been working with Riverbend Farms for a very long time. My grandfather, my dad, most of my cousins, and my dad was like, "You want a summer job? I'll get you to mow at Riverbend," and so now that's what I do.
Yeah. So how much do you mow? Like, how many acres?
I don't know how many acres, but it takes me about 7 hours to do. Me and my sister. Yeah.
It's kind of a tag team deal. How often do you have to do it? Like, once a week or?
Yeah, we usually do it once a week.
So you're gonna keep doing this once school starts back?
Of course.
Cool. All right, so you also said that you have gardening, and I know that I've seen you in the Trigg County greenhouse quite a few times, but talk about a little bit about, like, your personal garden, too.
Well, this year I introduced potatoes. I was introduced potatoes by my cousin. He just wanted to grow potatoes a lot in my garden. So we got 250 pounds of potatoes out of there last week, and I grow a lot of okra, and that's still coming in a lot. My squash and zucchini are about done by now, but I got a lot of peppers and tomatoes, and yeah.
Okra does a lot better than I thought it would, because I started that this year for the first time, and that's the only thing, that's about the only thing still growing in my garden. But, no, it does not. It's crazy. And it's like, they're so big by the time I notice them, and you miss one day, and next thing I know, it's way too long to even do anything with. So, you know, with these SAEs, is that something that, you know, you kind of want to connect to what you want to do, like, in the future? Like, would you maybe either, you know, go into a job in horticulture or just, you know, keep that as a hobby?
Yeah, I feel like I'd love to go into a job about horticulture. I'm not really sure exactly what that'll be, but I do love to be outdoors and stuff like that. So, yeah.
That's
what I want to do. Yeah.
Cool. So, switching back a little bit about FFA, talk to me about, you know, how long have you been in it, and, like, what are just some of, like, the activities or competitions you've done?
Well, I got introduced to it, like, sophomore year. I'm fairly new to it, but, yeah, now I'm an officer, and I love it, and since I'm a senior, I'm going to try to compete in a lot of things this year. I competed in the speaking contest last year, but I'm not a big speaker, although I'm speaking right now. Yeah. But, yeah, I've been to field day, all that good jazz, and just show up a lot of times.
So are you co-oping?
I am co-oping the greenhouse at school, yeah.
Great. So people, you know, will come in and be able to see your face. I know that the greenhouse is only open at the end of the year. So what are some of the things, like, you're going to be doing in there while it's kind of off season?
Well, this year they've introduced mums, which we've never done before. So we're growing those in the greenhouse. And Miss Nolcox took me in there this weekend during the dog wash and showed me how to use all the fertilizer and hook all that stuff up. So yeah, but once the plants get going, it's a lot of, she loves to do propagation. The less money that we spend, the better. So she loves to do propagations, and I'll be maintaining a lot of those fertilizers. Yeah,
sounds like a lot of fun. That fairly new, I'm excited to see, you know, hopefully it'll turn out good and whatnot. But I know you said maybe something in horticulture in the future. You know, it's your senior year. Like, are you looking at, you know, what school you want to go to, or you want to go into a job? What's the plan after you graduate?
Well, I'm taking dual credit classes at HCC right now, but Mr. Peak really wants me to take, like, ag classes through Murray. So he's really pushing that, and I'm sure I'll go to Murray that's close to home and do something with that. I'm not really sure.
That's all good. You know, everybody's still trying to figure out life at this stage. But, you know, wish you luck. Love getting to see your SAEs, and thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.